MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Shay and Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
Okay, so if your wife is pregnant and you're at the Masters and you're leading and you're coming up 18 and all of a sudden she goes into labor.
So?
Zero.
Danny, I wouldn't leave the Masters as like a guest, let alone if I was playing. Like, okay. No
chance. If your wife went into labor and you were at the Masters like you were last week, you wouldn't scurry back?
Guess what? No phones. Have fun, roommate.
If I was
hope they give you an epidural. Hope you got time for that shit.
If I was 20 over on Sunday and I got that call, I'm still finishing the round.
Bad Larry joins us as well. Bad Larry, let's say you're leading the Masters, you're Scottie Scheffler, and you go to the back nine and you get the call. What do you do?
I got nine holes. If I'm on 18, I'm finishing out. If I'm on nine, I'm probably leaving.
Goward.
Wow.
You're leading the Masters. You're leading the Masters.
It's going to be my child, right?
It is your child.
Debatable. Yeah. Debatable.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your house.
A little more important.
If it comes out with an olive complexion, Larry, you may have some problems.
Speaking Italian.
Wow. It looks like Marvin. okay. You're on the 10th tee. You're leading by five. Are you leaving the Masters on CBS?
Dan, I honestly got to believe I've been to all three of my children's births, and they were the most
important. So have I. They were fucking lame.
Yeah. You get a million years afterwards.
I think I leave the Masters.
Oh, my God.
Okay. No shot.
Have you ever been to the Masters, though?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you're asking the wrong person, Danny. This ain't it.
Okay. You went.
Yeah.
And no issues?
Greatest time of my life, including the birth of all my children, the roommate, everything. Everything. Greatest time of my life.
Really?
It was incredible. The most efficiently run.
That's true.
Anything I've been to ever. Ever. And I went to military school. This is more efficient. I said, the next land invasion we do, whether it's Tehran, Taiwan, China, Gaza. Who gives a shit? The next one should be planned by whoever coordinates the Masters. That should be our Secretary of Defense. It was fucking perfect, Danny.
Yeah.
It lived. It surpassed expectations. It was insane.
A lot of walking.
A whole lot of walking.
Hilly.
Got my steps in. Felt great. Banging heaters, smoking cigars, eating, I don't know, 16 sandwiches.
Did you have beers?
No, Danny. Still clean as a whistle.
Really?
Yeah, and there was a lot of cocaine in Augusta.
No, there
was. Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah. Oh, yes, there was. I was at a house party put on by some corporation or sponsor or some shit. Bunch of ex-golfers there and some, you know, there's some Saudi Arabian fellas there too, which was very interesting to me. But they had one of those fancy toilets that you can rent, right? Like the big one in a trailer.
Like
a $2,000 a day shitter, right? And no porta potties in Augusta, baby. And, you know, there were dudes going in there two at a time, and they weren't making out. You know what I mean? They were coming out with the sniffles, Danny. Like, it was a good fucking weekend for a cocaine dealer in Augusta.
But what about you?
No, Danny. Not me.
You're clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle.
She was just staring longingly at the bunkers.
I just slipped and fell into the... I'm over there just trying to get thummies off the goddamn counter.
This sand is so white.
Just rubbing my gums on top of the toilet.
Licking the counter.
Praying it ain't fentanyl. Still sober.
Praying it is fentanyl.
Yeah. Anything. Just want to feel alive.
All right. Let's recap. Shea won 2 units last week.
Boom.
Yay.
Dylan lost 6 units. Bad Larry won just a big zero. Nothing. Is that right? Everybody's good on those numbers?
Yeah. I don't remember. Right. I know I had you. I probably lost my golfers. I was on the road.
You did.
I didn't even watch any of them.
You did.
I lost my golfers.
You lost everything. Yeah, you lost.
I won UConn. I won UConn Purdue matchup, but I did lose on my golfers, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you did. At least that's what I have right in front of me. Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it. Ray's hasn't been cheating at all this year. So
wow.
I'm happy.
By the way, you guys didn't have this bet, the Lakers and Grizzlies. They played an extra minute and 6 seconds,
crazy,
third quarter. The Lakers scored 4 points in the extra time that they allowed them. So they finished the game with 123 points. The over-under was 121.5.
Unbelievable.
So they go over. See, that's... What do you do to the gamblers if something like that happens?
You got to pay them, Danny. Are they overs?
But
I'd lose my fucking mind because I'd have the under. I'd be calling for investigations.
I feel like you refund bets on both sides.
Yeah,
like, that is ridiculous.
Yes,
I think you pay the over and you disallow the under. Nobody loses on that bet.
No way a book does that. There's no chance.
FanDuel did it when they first came out with a bunch of
laterals on the last play of the game when it was taken back for a touchdown. They refunded the losses and paid the winners.
And they let everybody know it's a marketing ploy. It's just a matter of what the fucking handle is. That's it.
Yeah, no question. Great advertising for him. I agree with that.
By the way, people are comparing Scottie Scheffler to Tiger. Like when Tiger had his 2000 season, and I say, do some research here. Go back. That's the most dominating run in golf history. And Jamie Kennedy of Golf Digest projected that if I took Tiger and what he did in 2000, his earnings, prorated that to what they would be in 2024. He made almost $11 million in prize money in 2000. If I looked at those same tournaments prize money in 2024, he would have made $92 million.
Jesus, that's three times what Scotty's at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy $92 million.
Well, he'd be on live anyway, so it wouldn't fucking matter. He had $2 billion. Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah. Well, there was that rumor about Rory for. I think that was to take away the live tour performance at Augusta. I think somebody just floated that out there. Just
somebody from Rory's camp.
Yeah. No. From Liv.
Oh.
Because they can just make. They could say we offered him $5 billion, and he's thinking about it.
How do you not do it if you're Rory?
He can't. He's the only guy who.
He's over the hill. He is.
Well, I don't know if he's over the hill, but the PGA Tour hung him out to dry. Yeah. And they need, you know, if I'm Rory, I'd be like, I took bullets for you
100%.
Guys.
100%. Yeah. Now it's time to move.
Why not just go take the money? No, although he'd get killed on social media.
Crucified.
But
log off, loser. Who gives a fuck? I got $850 million. Just delete my Twitter.
Yes, $850 million, and then you wait for the merger, and then you come back.
You know what's funny is his great-great-great-grandkids are going to read this story, probably listen to this podcast, and say, you piece of shit. I could have been not working as opposed to digging this ditch. Like, you don't think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. No,
why? Because he's got $100 million instead of $850?
I think that's a couple.
That's five more generations of not working.
I think his great-great-great-grandkids.
Selfish.
Bad Larry, where are you, by the way?
I am in Zion. Actually,
Amen, brother. Out
of this hotel. I'm on my way to Vegas as soon as this show's over. I got to smooth over some of the problems that Dylan and Shay caused out there a couple months back.
Yeah. Fair. You're not going to be going where they were.
No.
Trust me, Larry. You're not going to.
No. So I called, you know, I got my Borgata card and get everything comped in Atlantic City. So I called out to MGM Grand, and he got comps in MGM Grand, Bellagio, Aria, and something else. So I just said, book me in the Bellagio.
Who are you
so
with?
Arriving at the Fab Five. The same ones who did Yellowstone. My wife, my sister-in-law.
What is going on there?
Larry.
For starters, that's three.
Larry, yeah. The Fab Five, and he only named you and your wife and her sister.
Barbara and Greg, and you know who they're title of this show a couple years ago. Greg and Barbara, we know you. We were in Deadwood, South Dakota, and we did a show when they were coming out of the hotel. And you said, who are Greg and Barbara? We don't know them.
And I still don't know them.
That's the other two.
Okay. There's some stuff going on there, Larry. Larry, what is going on there?
They like national parks, and I'm done today. You know why I like Canyon or Bryce Canyon the best?
No, please tell us.
National park I'll ever be in. My favorite. I did it yesterday.
That's great. That's great. There's some swapping going on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is from 1975 New York.
Your sister-in-law, yeah.
The drug dealer.
Didn't
Xanax.
Fritz Peterson just die?
Benzos.
Fritz Peterson just died.
What?
Yeah. Mike Kekich and Fritz
Peterson.
Oh,
yeah. That's
the swappers.
What he's doing.
Yeah, the big swappers.
One of them won. The other one turned into like a booze hound, right?
I don't know.
I think one of them like went to rehab.
Well, one stayed married.
Yeah.
The other one didn't.
The other one freaked out.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Let me see. Is there anything worth recapping here?
Auberg's the truth.
Yeah.
Auberg, love him.
Yeah. Ludwig.
Followed him for a minute, but that dude's the truth.
You're still on the Jordan Spieth bandwagon there?
No,
Mr. Texas.
He fucking killed
me. Mr. Texas.
I heard he's doing well right now, which pisses me off.
Yeah, RBC.
Didn't touch him today, of course.
That brings us to bets this week. Bad Larry, I'll start with you.
Okay. I want the Heat, but is Jimmy Butler playing?
Well, he don't even know that.
Know. Oh, they don't know?
Yeah, he's playing. He's playing.
I want the Heat if Jimmy Butler plays. Okay. If not, I don't want the bet. Ray, I'll trust Ray on this one. I'm be in the desert for the next couple hours. I won't know anything.
You can't make a bet and then say, just kidding, when the lineup comes out. Like, that's not how it fucking works. You make the bet or you don't.
The game's not till tomorrow night, right? We're doing
yes.
the show today.
It doesn't matter. If you make the bet, that's the bet.
Tomorrow night I will know if he's playing or not.
Bullshit.
Before I make the bet.
So you're taking the Heat money line if Jimmy Buckets plays?
Correct.
That's okay. Not fair. If I take a baseball game today based on certain starting pitchers, but one gets hurt in the warm-up, the fucking bet's still
all right.
on.
All right, well, let's...
Yeah, but you're not betting the baseball game for tomorrow.
Well, I can. I can do it right now.
How about we take a vote on this?
You don't know matchups?
Yes, I do. By tomorrow? Fuck yeah, I do.
Should we allow Larry to make this bet hinging on if Jimmy Butler...
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your place. Dylan?
I'm inclined to because
just,
I feel
just
like...
a yes or no, not a fucking incline.
I had there was something to support my argument.
It's just a yes or no.
All right, then yes.
Okay, you're going to accept that, Shay?
No, fuck no.
All right, Ray.
I say yes, Dan. That's two out of
three. All right, Bad Larry.
I'll take the heat if Jimmy Buckets plays.
Ray.
Then I want
Ray.
Yes, he should be allowed.
All right, I'm going to allow it.
You know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, Jimmy revolution. Butler, that's Jimmy, what's going to happen.
Jimmy Butler's going
to
play.
You'll never get back to the Masters.
The people are on my side, Larry. Have fun doing
okay.
Nothing.
What other basketball do you have?
Then I want just three series bets. I want the Knicks against the Philly.
That's minus 110.
I want the Mavs.
That's minus 125. Minus 125.
That's fine. And... what was my third one, Dan?
The Nuggets against the Lakers?
Yes, I want the Nuggets.
Now, you do know that it's Nikola Jokic who plays for Denver, not Luka Doncic.
The Joker?
Yeah, yes, well, you called him the big white stick or stiff last year.
That's right. Big white stiff, right.
Okay.
What?
They're
did I hear
right?
big
they're,
white
those,
stiff?
Those
right on.
And never mind. All right, is that it, Larry?
Yeah, and I'm at 8,000 feet right now, Dan. I'm walking back to the car. Can I leave? Can you give me another week off?
Imagine his blood pressure right now, 8,000 feet walking around.
I take it back. I say no now.
I can feel it.
Wait, you want next week off?
No, the rest of today.
Oh, today.
Girls are in the car. They're waiting for me to drive to fucking Vegas.
All right. Make sure that they turn on the car and the air conditioning.
We've been sitting around all morning waiting for this, and now I'm going to get in the car and drive.
Okay. Go ahead.
One other thing. Shay,
yeah.
Everybody I talked to about the Masters says the exact same thing you did. Best one run thing I've ever seen. You came back with that feeling.
You got to go.
Go, Larry. Now he wants to be conversing with you.
Yeah, fuck off.
He doesn't care about
you.
He
has better reception in the desert than Jersey.
He does not care about you.
I don't give a shit.
All right. Shay, what are your bets?
I got more golf parlays. Those keep working.
Yeah.
Top five. I got the loser plus Ludvig Åberg to finish inside the top five.
Just to be clear, that's Rory and Ludvig. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Loser.
Finish top five.
Plus 14.20.
Okay.
And then I got top 20, Godzilla, Auburn.
That's Morikawa.
And Cameron Young, plus 385. Bingo bango. And then I got a little bit of baseball.
Oh yeah. Yep. All right, here we go. Come on now.
America's pastime.
Bingo.
Rangers, Tigers under 8.5. This is Jack Leiter's fucking debut.
That's Jack Leiter.
Leiter. Marlins plus 130 against the Cubbies. And then I got the Cleveland, I'm not going to say the name.
Guardians.
Offensive. Land 105 against the Red Sox.
Guardians versus the Red Sox.
Offensive. Erasing Native Americans is not what I'm going to stand for, Danny.
Guardians.
Amen, brother.
They did the same thing in Washington. Just
Here we go. Dylan?
all right. Golf.
No, so, there's no way you're.
I have a system. I have a system.
Your system.
It sucks.
It doesn't work.
Honestly,
go ahead. Explain that you're going to take Sungjae Im.
Plus 7,000, Dan. That's a lot of value. He did. I really did contemplate jumping off the ship at the Masters, though. But
he missed the cut, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Dan, a lot of phenomenal golfers missed the cut.
Tiger made the cut.
Tiger did.
Yeah.
I got to say, he looked like limber and strong.
He looked good.
That dude is on so much juice, by the way. So much HGH. Has to be. He is fucking built.
Yeah, he's jacked.
I got Xander Schauffele top 10, plus 122 units on that.
All right.
And just because, I mean, I never do it, but why not Scottie Scheffler to win plus 450?
He's playing a shitload of golf.
Yeah.
He played a couple of tournaments before the Masters. Then you played the Masters. Then he wanted to be at home with the kid?
Right. That bullshit. Yeah. Fake pregnancy. My fucking kid's coming. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right.
Wait.
She's probably 6 months pregnant. He's full of shit. He just spun
that
narrative.
There's no way that he would say, if she goes into labor, that and she's 6 months pregnant.
Oh, 100%. I think what he's doing is setting up for his second family. Because you know how many women heard this story and they were like, what a great guy. He's the best husband ever. And then when he leaves his first family, his second one's going to be ready and primed. She's going to do whatever he says. It's going to be
like, I would have left the Masters for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you so much. I would have left the Masters.
Baby.
Fuck you. Yeah, right.
I'm going to take him at his word. He's a man of faith, and you're a man of faith, too.
Yeah, I'm also a hustler. Not stupid. I understand marketing, and I'm sure his team does, too.
All right, what else
do you have? Most boring champion ever.
What else do you have?
That is my theory. Similar to, like, Brock Purdy, I think Scottie Scheffler is, like, so dumb that he can't get phased in these, like, big moments. Because, like, on Sunday,
I don't know if we need to go there. Like, I don't check anybody's IQ in here.
No shit.
Yeah.
We did the fucking Wonderlic. What do you mean?
Dan, as a dumb person, I'm allowed to analyze other dumb people.
Yeah. Didn't you win the Wonderlic test?
I did.
Or I didn't do any math.
You finished
first loser.
I didn't do any math. I don't care.
You like to say you finished third, but you finished last.
I got the bronze.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. All right, what else do you have?
There's also, Dan, the Corrales Punta Cana Championship this week for the B-teamers.
Okay.
I've got Rafael Campos to win plus 4,000.
That's racist.
No, what? It's...
Betting him because it's Punta Cana, I get it.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if that means racist.
This whole podcast, erasing Native American Indians, picking a Mexican dude to win the Punta Cana Championship... This is despicable, Danny.
Shay has been having some issues with the integrity of this.
Well, let's see if Dylan picks a Chinese driver since Formula One is in China this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there actually is. Yuki Tsunoda is. Believe it or not, shockingly, he has terrible fucking odds every week.
Wait, you're saying he's a bad driver?
He crashes immediately every time.
Oh, my God.
Who do you have? You have anybody winning here?
I've got two podium finishes, Dan. Carlos Sainz, minus 150, and Lando Norris, plus 165.
Is it Lando?
Lando or Lando? I think Lando.
That's the Chinese pronunciation.
Right. Yes. What else do you have?
Actually, it would be different.
Right, by the way, congratulations to your alma mater winning the Frozen Four.
Thank you. Yeah. Harvard of the West.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know they are the winningest college hockey team.
They're good. They got a good team.
Yeah.
They've had it for decades.
They're all 25-year-old NHL players already. Every single, them in BC, they're literally just like listing off kids on the roster. And it's like signed with the Ducks, signed every single
one
of them.
Same with Minnesota.
Yeah.
UMD, all that shit.
It is weird though, because they sign like out of juniors and then go to college, and then a lot of them like get redrafted or like take that original signing. It's a weird system.
I think we're taking a little bit longer on the victory lap here. Just fucking move on.
All right, Dan.
Damn.
Harvard of the West.
Here we go.
Speaking of, I have a college lacrosse bet, Dan. Denver -5.5 against Providence tomorrow.
So it's your alma mater against Bad Larry.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and one more. Preseason, Shay and I both took the Mets +5,500 to win the World Series. It's +8,000 now. I'm going to sprinkle a little more on there with the added value. They've been on a tear.
They won the other night because of a balk.
Yeah. However you get it done.
I couldn't believe it.
And that's it.
It for me. Oh, one important thing, though, Dan. Red Lobster is in crisis mode.
What do you mean?
Is it bankruptcy?
They're probably going to file Chapter 11, and one of the big reasons was the endless shrimp promotion.
That was your fault, wasn't it?
I contributed, but they've lost millions of dollars on endless shrimp. And like the CEO was asked about it, and he just said, it didn't work.
Are they going to take it away now?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think they already did.
Damn.
But we're gonna work on getting Red Lobster back in.
Is there a Red Lobster around here?
There's one in Bridgeport.
Oh, I'd go to that.
So we're gonna go to the casino next Friday, and all of our winnings, we're reinvesting back into the lobster fund.
100%.
You wanna?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We lose, whatever we lost will.
Yes, Ray.
So Red Lobster lost $11 million on the endless shrimp deal.
Okay, who is the knucklehead who said let's come up with this idea? And then didn't do like a spreadsheet.
How much is a
shrimp?
Well,
they probably started it when we weren't so fucking fat. And 20 years later, America's so obese that they just inhale shrimp at the Homer Simpson pace.
Yeah, or like they found a loophole. They're like, I have diabetes, and they take like
$11 million over a span of how many years?
Oh. It said they were losing like double-digit millions of quarterly losses.
Okay, at what point do you say we're not going to do the... Right.
Way sooner than they did, I think.
Time to turn off the spigot.
Yeah. Doesn't that make sense? Hey, how about we don't offer up endless shrimp?
Olive Garden does like endless breadsticks, but they're fucking breadsticks.
But they should have done endless biscuits is what they should have done, because that'll fill you up faster than shrimp. I could eat 1,000 shrimp.
Yes, Ray.
So it says here the $20 ultimate endless shrimp deal cost the company $11 million in the third quarter alone.
Damn. You know, they deserve to go bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean, how did that one got like pushed through all the ranks, and they were like, all right, fuck it, $20, all the shrimp you want.
This is why you should always aim high, because there are fucking morons working at bigger jobs than you have right now.
Yeah, you realize most people are dumb.
I could have done that job. You want to lose $11 million a quarter? Fucking sign me up.
We're doing endless lobster now.
Yeah. Fuck it, endless booze, fuck it.
I think there's a restaurant in the south of France that has... all you can eat. They have all you can eat lobster. They made $24 million last year. And it's, you can't get in. It takes you a couple of months to get into this restaurant in the south of France. And it's got everything you want. All the caviar you want. All the
unlimited?
Lobster. Unlimited.
And they make money.
They made $24 million, I think, last year.
Is it unlimited booze?
I don't think so.
Is that because like Europeans go there and actually eat like a normal amount and then leave?
Have you been there, Danny?
No. I saw an article on it.
No shit.
I'm well read.
Are we going to the south of France?
Field trip?
Field trip? South of France, Danny?
Yeah. Ray's got it.
The Les Grands Buffet.
Les Grands.
Les Grands.
Les Grandes.
Les Grands.
Les Grandes nachos for more.
Wait, it says $20 all you can eat shrimp.
No, it doesn't. But But they have everything. It's all you can eat. It's
all you can eat caviar? Yeah.
Yeah. The hottest hottest restaurant in France is an all-you-can-eat buffet.
That seems very un-French of them.
They have an entire glass enclosed structure for lobster.
No shit.
Yes.
Like it's like a massive aquarium.
No, they're all just hanging there.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah. Where is it in Nice?
Does it have a dress code?
Efforting.
They do say that people dress nice to go there. There is a dress code.
Okay, so you can't wear like sweats.
Show these guys that tower, that lobster tower.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's a lobster tower.
In the
tower.
New Yorker. Fancy.
That's where I read it. Because I am a New Yorker.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a big NPR fan too, America.
No.
I'm alone on an island, listeners.
I don't listen to any other radio than the radio I produce.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. No, I used to listen to Rush. I didn't agree with Rush, but I listened to him because of his talent in broadcasting.
Great talent.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was always when he was joking, then he was just a comedian. But then when he wasn't joking, then he was the political influencer.
Yeah.
I was like,
perfect cover.
Whenever he got in trouble, he'd be like, he's a comedian. Yes, Marv.
Did you ever find yourself yelling at the radio when you would say something outlandish?
No. Okay. No.
Always yelling at podcasts. Like, no, what do you mean? That's crazy talk. Taylor Swift is the Michael Jackson of this generation. Okay, maybe I didn't say that, but I'm yelling like that.
Do you talk back to the movie screen when you go to a movie?
That's racist, too.
say you're seeing Saw in theaters.
First of all, I'm not seeing Saw. But
yeah, no chance.
You know what's so funny? When if people go to a horror movie, Black people are yelling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you trip over that? You're so stupid. Molly, you are the stupidest.
Yeah, no.
Not the elevator.
Yeah. You know there's a serial killer. Why do you get in a shower?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And look around. You're the only Black cast member. You're dead.
Yeah. You're screwed first.
Early.
Did I think of that movie?
Early.
Jada Pinkett was in Scream for 18 seconds and was killed. I was like, damn.
Dude, I think of that. Remember that movie, Anaconda, I think?
Ice Cube lived.
Really?
Sorry, everybody.
No, but
spoiler.
John Boy.
The other Black guy gets eaten in like before the opening credits or are done rolling.
Yeah, Ice Cube was like, fuck that.
By the way, Shay and Irving, the podcast and a new episode.
Yeah, dropped today, Danny.
Okay.
Masters recap. Mother weird shit, you know. Okay.
Wait, is this recycled stuff that you already said on?
No, the stuff on that was way more personal.
Did you get in trouble?
No. No.
Did you do anything that
could? Did I get in trouble? Oh, nobody got. I didn't get caught for anything. No. I'm good.
Okay.
The tennis moms are probably listening, though. I'm sure I'll hear some blowback on it. But
why do you say blowback?
Well, Danny. That's a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
I was just an observer in Augusta. That's
okay.
All
right. Shay and Irving, wherever you get your podcast. So thanks for joining us once again on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Until next week.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.